Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're almost at spring. It's getting closer. The weather's not very good, but things are going to change. And before we get much further, I just want to give a title to Roland, who called just at the end of the first hour. He was interested in growing a straw bale garden. And there's a great book. I haven't had a chance to finish reading it, but it's called Straw Bale Gardens. Simple as that. The author is Joel, J-O-E-L. Last name, Karsten, K-A-R-S-T-E-N. Joel Karsten. And the publisher is Cool Spring Press. And it's a $20 book, filled with pictures and wonderful ideas on growing a straw bale garden. And I'm going to be trying it myself this year. So, Roland, if you didn't get all the information, just call us back and I'll give it to you again, okay? Right now, we're going to be talking with Pat Stone. He is the great gentleman who has a super gardening magazine that helps to break the chill during the winter months and really will help you to get motivated. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I understand you're going to get a little snow today, Pat.
Oh, we've gotten a little over this winter, not like you do up in Maine. I'm in western North Carolina, but it's been cold for us, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy year. That is for sure. Tell our listeners that are joining us that have not heard from you before a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I publish and create the magazine Green Prints, which has won the award for the best small garden magazine in the country. I've been doing it for 24 years. It is the Weeder's Digest, the magazine that shares the personal side of gardening. We share the heart, the humor, the inspiration, the inside rewards you get from gardening. All the other garden magazines share the how-to, which is vitally important. We share the human side, the heart, the stories, our beautiful writing, wonderful contributions, great art from people all over the country, all over the world. We share why we love gardening. It's a great, fun, beautiful magazine, a great gift for any passionate gardener, including yourself, including oneself.
Exactly. I mean, it really is. The artwork in this magazine is so cheerful. I mean, you just look at the pictures, and it helps to get you excited and motivates you for the arrival of spring that's less than 3 weeks away now, so we got to think positive. Do you have a story for us from your magazine this morning?
I'd love to. Let me just briefly say, subscriptions to Green Prints are $19.97, under $20. You can get them by going to our website, which is Green Prints, like thumbprints with an S, greenprints.com, greenprints.com, or our 800 number, 800-569-0602. 800-569-0602. If you mention Paul Parent when you sign up, I give you an extra issue, an extra free issue, and all new subscribers get a Weeder's Reader, a kind of best-of issue I made that's just got 16 terrific stories, and here's one of those stories. This story is called A Veteran's Garden, It was written by Jim Glazer in Minnesota, who came back from Vietnam with a problem. My uncle was in the 8th Air Force in World War II. When he got out, he got into growing gladiolas. My dad was a Marine in Korea. When he became a civilian, fruit trees were his thing. I was a Marine in Vietnam from 1968 to 1969. When I came home, it took me years to realize what plants can do for you. I never could talk about the war. Neither could Dad or Aunt Louie. But I was worse. I couldn't talk about anything. My wife said over and over, "You never say anything." I couldn't. I didn't know how. I lost that skill in Vietnam. It was there when I got there, but it was gone when I came back. I just stuffed things inside and let them eat at me. Then one day, I heard my dad talking to his fruit trees. "Well, I want you to know it's very impolite to listen to a man talking to his plants." So I didn't. But it got me to thinking. I started my garden the very next day. That first year, I didn't talk to my plants like my dad. I yelled at them. "Who do you think you are?" I'd shout at the tomatoes. "What's wrong with you?" I'd rant at the sunflowers. "Lighten up, would you? It's over, okay?" I was like a drill instructor swearing at his recruits. Only when I was yelling at the plants, I was really yelling at myself. Those days of yelling at my poor plants let me sort out the things that were bottled up inside me. Sometimes I watered my plants with tears. Going to war isn't nice. It's a time where, on one hand, you are a god, and on the other, you're a scared high school kid. Then when I got back from the NAM, some people spat at me and called me a baby killer. I was so mad, so frustrated, so empty, I didn't know what to do, so I yelled at my plants. It's hard for a combat vet to ask for help. But my plants gave it to me. My garden became my community. I cared for them, I watered them, I protected them, and they responded wonderfully. After that first year, I got so I could talk to my plants. I'd even sing to them, things like show tunes and the Marine Corps hymn. I'd say things like, "How's it going? You need anything? You look good today." I learned from them, too. Patience. You can't hurry a carrot. Pride. I have without doubt the best early girl tomato you ever tasted. And I wanted to talk to people again, to tell them about my garden and share my harvest. Then I started thinking about communicating my feelings with my three children. By this time, my wife was gone. And I deeply wanted a real relationship with my kids. One where we could talk about life and feelings, not just school and the weather. So I practiced with my plants. I want you to know how important you are to me, I'd say. I'm trying. Sometimes I get so mad I just want to shout. I don't know why. I want you to read this book. I think it would explain how I feel. That made all the difference in the world. Today, I'm friends with all my children. My oldest, Nikki, is an adult now. We talk every week. Garrett, my son, will finish college this spring. We're good friends. Whitney, my baby, just got back from a 10-city concert tour with her college singing group. She called me her first day back to tell me all about it. After I was able to connect with my children, I met Charmaine, the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. And my garden was right there when I wanted to practice what I'd say to her. I'm proud now to be a Vietnam vet. I wasn't a baby killer. I was a guy like my dad or Uncle Louie, who got his country's call and answered it. And I can talk to people now. I've learned that people are just like plants. You treat them nice, they'll do the same for you. The Marines sent me overseas, but it took gardening to bring me home.
That's a great story. That really is a great story. And it's true, the Vietnam vets really got a raw deal when they came home.
And it's a beautiful story. This guy, he couldn't talk to anybody. He couldn't even write this story to me. It took him five times. And now he gives garden talks. his garden really helped him come out of himself.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, my dad was a chef, and he'd go to work early, get everything prepped for the day, and come home just at supper time. And the first thing he did was take off his whites from cooking, put on some jeans, and tell everybody, give me a half an hour. And he'd go in the garden, just like the soldier you were talking to. And he'd grab a ball of beer, go in the garden, pull a few weeds, come back to the house, and he said, okay, I'm relaxed, let's eat. And the day, all the problems of the day were all behind him. So working the garden really does help you a great deal. And listening to a story like this that you receive is wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, Pat. When we come back, let's get a second story that will help to motivate our listeners, like this one has motivated many of us this morning.
To eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Pat Stone, and Pat is the editor of Green Prints. It's a great little magazine filled with wonderful stories like the one he just read to you, and I know it will help to brighten your day and get you motivated to get into the garden. And maybe you can write a story and send it to Tom. To Pat, and he'll use it in a future publication. But it's a great magazine, and I know you will enjoy it like I enjoy it also. Pat, do you have another story for us this morning?
Absolutely, Paul. And this, too, is from the free bonus issue I send to all new subscribers. Let me just remind you to go to greenprints.com. Green prints like thumbprints, to subscribe or call our 800 number, 800-569-0602. It's $20, $19.97. You get an extra issue, and you get this free bonus issue. But this is a story about the true patron saint of gardening. Most of us tend to think it's St. Francis. We see a statue of St. Francis in a garden and assume he's the patron saint. He's the patron saint of animals. St. Fiacre is the patron saint of gardening. Most noble endeavors of mankind have a patron saint, usually a man or a woman who's achieved fame or notoriety in a particular field or endeavor. Gardening has one, too. Fiacre was a wild man in gardening, a miracle worker who bargained with the church, and had problems with a woman as well. Back in Ireland, in the 600s, various monks were sent to Europe to spread the word of God, among them Fiacre. Fiacre soon made a name for himself as a pious monk, but wished only to become a hermit. So the Bishop of Paris gave him a place of his own deep in the forest and away from the monastery, where Fiacre retired to the great work of his life. He soon cleared a space in the woods and built an oratory to Our Lady and a small hut for himself. There he began a garden. The garden, as is the wont of gardens everywhere, kept getting larger and larger. Soon, roaming hunters chanced upon the garden and were welcomed with open arms. They marveled to find such a place of plenty way out in the gloomy woods and heard Fiacre preach and saw him heal using medicines made from wildflowers and herbs. News spread far and wide. Fiacre was forced to build another hut for the visitors and further expand his garden. And, of course, he ran out of land. So he went to the bishop and asked for more. The bishop said, "Fiacre, I will give you as much land as you can enclose with your spade in one day." Back to his garden went Fiacre, and taking some sticks, he surveyed the amount of land he needed and marked its boundaries, an amount far in excess of what one man could hope to enclose with a simple shovel in one day. Then he went into the oratory and prayed for help. Now it happened that an envious woman who lived nearby had heard by the grapevine that he was up to something. So she hid in some bushes and watched the whole affair. By the next morning, the monk's prayer was answered. All the land he had marked was now encircled by spadework. The woman went straight to the bishop and accused Fiacre of magic. But when the bishop saw what had happened, he called the event a miracle and proclaimed Fiacre a saint. And that's how Fiacre, and not St. Francis, became the patron saint of gardening.
And that is a true story. I have a statue of St. Fiacre in my garden. And you know it's him when you're looking at the statue. A statue of St. Francis will be holding a bird, but St. Fiacre is holding a shovel.
Right, you are, Paul. Good job.
In his hand. And every time I hear that story, it gives me goosebumps. As I said, I have a statue in my garden, and often think of what he did and how unusual of a circumstance that he did. And he fed many, many people with his garden, just like you said in the story. So if you like what you've heard today, Green Prince is filled with it, every single issue. And I'll tell you, Pat does a great job editing the magazine. He's been working with magazines for a long, long time. Didn't you edit the Mother Earth magazine at one point?
I was the garden editor at Mother Earth News for a dozen years until I started Green Prince to share the other side of garden. Yes, I was.
That's wonderful. Go to the website and take a look at it. Order it for yourself, order it for a friend, and Pat will take good care of you, and you'll have many hours of enjoyment. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate all your stories. They're wonderful. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And coming up at 8 o'clock is Vegetable School. And we have a really great topic for you. I'm not going to tell you. If your station does not carry the program after 8 o'clock, go to on your computer to GCNlive.com, and you can listen to the next 2 hours of the program. That's GCNlive.com, and you can listen to the show on your computer any time of the day. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about roses.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Barry?
Oh, I'm so tired of the snow, I could cry.
However, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. I wanted to ask you, yesterday I went and checked out one of these gardens that I do, the one that has the 106 roses. It's very close. It's two streets away from the ocean, so the wind is brutal. And in some places, there is no snow, and in other places, a couple of feet. But all the roses, most of the roses are as brown could be, right down to the base. So I'd like to know, how long should I wait to cut them back a third? Or, you know, wait until May or what? I really don't know.
Normally, for the New England states, the time to cut back rose bushes is when the Red Sox come to Fenway Park and they play baseball for real. Right now, they're in Florida. just like all the other teams. They're getting ready for the season. And traditionally, the month of March is a windy month. And if you cut them back, you're going to have these open wounds, and that wind, as it blows through the roses, will suck any moisture that it can from the plant, and it will dry it, dry the plant up a little bit. So wait until you hear the Red Sox are back at Fenway, or we have a miracle change in the weather here, and then we should be all set. What I would do, just so that you know ahead of time what's going on, next time you go to the rose garden, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark, and see if there's green underneath the bark. And if you're seeing green, the plant is okay.
Okay. I thank you so much.
I know what you're going through, and to have a garden with 102 roses, it's got to be frustrating, especially this year where we've had so much snow and so much cold. And I know you will lose some. You know, hopefully you did mulch them over a little bit, or put a little bit of wilt proof or wilt stop on them to protect them. But right now, leave them alone. It's too early to do any pruning. It's too early to do any feeding. Luckily, we do have some snow cover, and as the temperatures warm up, it will be a lot better. Right now, in my house in Kennebunk, we're 28 degrees, which is almost a heat wave.
Right now.
Compared to what we've had in the last month. So we're just going to have to hold back a little bit. The one thing that you could do, Barry, is if you've got a pump sprayer, I would mix up some wilt proof and give them one additional spray right now. As long as your temperatures are like 35 degrees or warmer, get out there when it's that temperature, spray them all, and that will seal those plants to prevent further moisture loss caused by the wind and the sound and the sun. And you said you're just a little ways from the ocean. You know, that ocean spray can be really, really tough some years. And if you've got the wind in the right direction, it's pushing the salt inland, and the salt gets onto the plants, and then the salt draws the moisture out. I have friends that live near the beach in Massachusetts, and every 3 years, the windows that face the oceans have to be removed because they get pitted from the driven sand and the salt. And I've been in their house in January, and it looked like the window was covered with a fog, and it was just salt spray, the mist being driven in. So, you know, gardening on the ocean is a lot more difficult than gardening a mile inland, where you're not going to get as much wind and the salt spray. But again, the only thing I would suggest that you do that will help it, especially March, is put some additional anti-desiccant wilt proof on them, and then wait. And once we get into April and you start hearing rumors that the Sox are back in town, then you can cut it back. And once you cut them back, every cut that you make, spray it with the wilt proof, and that will plug it to prevent additional moisture loss. And at that point, you can feed them. Now, Osmocote is a short-term fertilizer. Use something like Rose Tone. It's made by Espoma. And Rose Tone is all organic. It's all natural. It's a slow-release organic and a wonderful rose fertilizer. And it also has the new probiotics added to it that will help to motivate that plant. All kinds of microbes and bacteria and fungi. But Espoma, Rose Tone, they're the people who make Holly Tone for evergreen plants. And they have a Garden Tone for the vegetable garden. And Plant Tone for your non-deciduous evergreens. But for now, Barry, you're just going to have to sit back and wait it out. It will come to an end. Just keep saying that over and over.
Okay. Thank you so much, Paul.
Okay, Barry. Good luck to you now. Just keep saying that. It's coming to an end. I know there's a lot less snow in my yard now than there was a couple weeks ago, but we still have a lot of snow in Candybunk. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Maine with a question about tulips.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your tulips today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Last fall, I purchased a handful of tulips, and I didn't plant them. I hung them in the garage so I could plant them sometime like in March here. What would you recommend? How would you recommend going about doing that? I know you gave some instructions last year, but I can't find that piece of paper.
Okay. What you need to do is you need to get those tulips planted right now. So, any empty plastic pots that you have, plant the bulbs because they've got to make a root. Now, what may have happened is, because it's been cold and because they haven't been planted, there's a possibility that the flower bud inside the bulb has died. But the bulb could still be alive. So what I want you to do, if the bulb is still firm, most likely that brown paper covering has dried out. And a lot of it has just flaked off of it. But if you've got quite a few bulbs, before you go through all the effort of potting them, take a knife and set your bulb on your counter and take the knife and cut from the top at where the point is right straight down to split the bulb in two and look at what's inside the bulb. And you're going to see a little baby plant. And if the baby plant is still white, just like the bulb, then your bulbs are still viable and they will still flower. If the inside of the bulb is all brown or even starting to turn black, then the bulbs have dried beyond a point where they're going to come back. And it would be a waste of your time and your money to try and pot them. So sacrifice one. If it's white, it's firm, there's still some moisture in that bulb, then just get some empty plastic pots, fill them half full of soil, set your tulips in, cover them with soil, give them a good drink, and leave them in your garage, right on the floor in your garage. And they will come up, and then when the weather gets good, plant them in your garden, and they should flower for you. If some of them do not, but they do make leaves, there's a good chance they're going to flower the following year, next year. Okay? But before you do anything, cut one in half and check it out, and if the whole center of your bulb is brown or black, then you'll just have to toss them into your compost pile and take it from there. But normally you should get your bulbs planted in the fall. And what I do, we have a garage at our house. We have a tool shed. And I put them in my tool shed because it stays cooler in the tool shed than it does in the garage because of the facing of the garage. And in September or October, I'll pot them up. And again, I use assorted sizes, so, you know, whatever I've got kicking around the yard that I've used from the past year, I use a good potting soil, like the Black Gold potting soil. I give them a good drink. I keep them outside until about Thanksgiving so that they can get the rain and the cool temperatures. And then after Thanksgiving, I give them a final drink. I put them on the floor in the tool shed right near my lawnmower and all the tools. And a couple of times during the winter, I'll check it. And if the soil is starting to dry, I'll give them a drink. And they've done really, really well. I bring them in the house. They bloom. And then I let the foliage get a chance to make energy. And then I plant them back in the garden, and they bloom the following year. But the main thing is sacrifice one before you go through all that work for nothing. Thank you. And that was a great question. Much, much appreciated. 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry from New Jersey with a question about seeding.
Larry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I bought one of those heat mats for germinating seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, once the seeds germinate, do I need to keep the heat mat going, or can I turn that off? And then I also have another question about blueberries.
Okay. Once you've germinated the seeds, then you no longer need the seed mat unless the location where you're growing is going to be cold.
Okay.
My dad had heating cables, and he would put about a half an inch of sand, set his seed trays on there, and they did very, very well. But once they're up and you have a pair of leaves, then move them to a window and give them as much direct sunshine as possible, because now you're working on foliage as well. And the one thing that you're going to notice, Larry, you're going to put it facing the window. It'll be nice and straight. And by lunchtime, they'll all be bending to the light. So get accustomed that every day, what the side of the tray that faces the window, the following day is facing inside the room. And that way they'll grow nice and straight, and you'll be in much, much better shape.
Okay.
Now, what was the second question?
My parents live on the Cape, and they've got large blueberry bushes. They produce a lot of blueberries, big ones, but they're just not sweet. And they're wondering if it could be, they're in somewhat of a shady area, if that could be the reason they're not getting enough
sunlight.
Well,
it could be that they're not getting enough sun, but where I live in Maine, we have wild blueberries that grow behind my house, and some years, I mean, we can pick by the gallon, and some years by the 5-gallon bucket full of the Maine low bush blueberries. And the plants that are in full sun, they produce very heavy. The ones in the shade, not as heavy. But one thing that you could do is get a fertilizer for broadleaf evergreens.
Okay.
And have them feed it that way. So if they got something like Holly Tone, and fed it with the Holly Tone, and then the other thing is, do they have any mulch around the plants or any some type of organic matter, or is it just open ground?
I don't think so. I think it's sort of on the side, you know, on the border of the woods there.
If you have a hot, dry summer, the blueberries don't get as large and are not as juicy, and you will lose some of the flavor. So tell them if they could put down a couple of inches of either pine bark mulch. They can use straw, not hay, but straw, and that will keep the weeds out, and it will hold the moisture that's in the ground without it evaporating with the sun or a windy, sunny, hot day. And I found that that works very, very well. So it doesn't matter. If they live near the ocean, they could go pick seaweed and put a couple inches of seaweed, but something should be on top of the ground.
Okay.
To help retain the moisture, and tell them that if they see that, you know, they're going to get a week of really, you know, 90 plus degree days, bring out the hose, soak them down really, really good. I mean, I would set that sprinkler for a good half hour, and if you did it twice during that week of 90 degree plus weather, I think you're going to see a big difference, because the more juice, the more taste on blueberries. And then again, a general purpose fertilizer for shrubs and trees, I like Holly Tone. It's made by Espoma and many garden centers and nurseries throughout the country sell that product. And they could put that down as soon as the snow's gone and the frost comes out of the ground.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. Great question, and we really appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend now. Bye-bye.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin.